father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, if the Yankees are getting juiced baseballs or better baseballs, livelier baseballs, they're not giving them to the opponents. The Yankees have 111 homers. They've given up 54 this year. So it might be just that the Yankees have more home run hitters than the other teams do.
That's another thing you might want to look into.
Yeah, they just have, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and Judge. And Matt Carpenter has six hits. He has eight hits. Six of them are homers. Is there something to this? Matt Carpenter with six homers?
Yeah.
Out of his, six of his eight hits are homers? Look at this anomaly. Where do you think the Astros rank in runs scored this year?
The Astros are in the 20s, right?
20. They're 20th.
Yeah.
They're 19th in average. Where do you think they are in OPS?
Oh, much higher. You got Yordan, Tucker, Peña, Machete, who's a bomber. I would say Major League Baseball, 12?
Ninth.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty big disparity.
Well, Crush City.
Well, they do. They are fourth in the league in homers.
Yeah.
They're fourth in the league in homers. But they're well behind. They've got 87. The Yankees have 111. But to me, you know, how about some runs then with that slugging?
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. But, you know, the difference is coming up with runners in scoring. Yuli's a different guy this year. Runners in scoring position in less than two outs. Runner on third in less than two outs. Yuli was money, automatic last year. Not the case this year. They just aren't coming up with big hits. They're not coming up with hits with runners in scoring position. They're not putting them together except one inning against the White Sox, which changed everything. But this Mets team, they can pitch and they can hit. This Mets team is pretty damn good. This Mets team is their offense is actually they scored more runs than the Yankees this year, 348 to 344. They're right behind them in just about everything. They don't really hit this Mets team really doesn't hit home runs. They've only got 64 on the year, but boy, they score some runs, bro. They put hits together. They come up with clutch hits. Lindor's having a great year. This is going to be a nice test. Young Kenny out there who works for Climbing Tails Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him. He said about this 9-game stretch. He was like, I think you know maybe 6-3. What? Well, probably 4-5, but I'm hoping 6-3. If the Astros finish this stretch at 6-3 with Yordan just coming back, we hope Yordan is back tonight, without Peña, with Urquidy going tonight against – now, Trevor Williams is not a big name, but you sure would like to get off to a good start with Urquidy tonight against Trevor Williams because after that, you are facing a bunch of pitchers that you ain't getting much off of. This stretch right here with Carrasco through the Yankees, so these last eight games,
it's gonna be tough.
Are gonna be tough. Gonna be very tough.
Yeah, but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to watch them do that. So,
I hope.
I hope we're gonna know where they are. But I'm excited to watch all the games. I can tell you that. I'm looking through this, John, because it was interesting. The NBA's drug policy. One thing we know is nobody in the NBA uses cocaine. Nobody.
Well,
and I'm really glad to see there's an entire league where young players. I know cocaine is huge right now with young partiers, except NBA players who never test positive for cocaine.
There's been zero positive tests.
Can't find a positive test for cocaine.
Well, it doesn't happen.
Tried to almost ruin the league.
Well, that doesn't happen. That's why.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Guys don't use cocaine anymore. They're out on cocaine now. I'm looking at the league, like, for example, Joakim Noah tested positive for PEDs. He was suspended for 20 games. That's in 2017. Jody Meeks tested for a PED. He missed all the playoffs and started 2018-2019 from the Washington Wizards. He missed 25 games. Deion is just Deion. Waiters got suspended for other stuff. John Collins, center, Atlanta Hawks, 25 games in 2019, suspended for 25 after testing positive for it is something as growth hormone releasing peptide. So that would be a PED. DeAndre Ayton suspended 25 games for testing positive for diuretic. That could be trying to get stuff out of his system. That might have been party drugs. Wilson Chandler, PEDs, 25 games, 2019. So they have been hit with Malik Monk with something else. Basically, since 2019, they stopped suspending guys. Other than this year, or rather last year, they got Didi Lozada. He was suspended 25 games after testing positive for PEDs as well, 25 games. But what you don't see very often, and I'm looking right now, okay, anti-drug policy. So Tyreek Evans.
Where are all the weed suspensions?
2019.
Nobody in the NBA smokes weed?
No, it's legal.
Oh, that's right.
They don't test. Remember, they're like, smoke out.
Whatever. Get your smoke on.
So drug of abuse. So Tyreek Evans, 2019, there's a quote-unquote drug of abuse. You can't be caught with drug of abuse. In 2021, Jalen Harris was suspended for drug of abuse. Drug of abuse list, like Molly, which would be ecstasy, MDMA, cocaine, methamphetamines, all that stuff. And one of the things I'm proud to say about the NBA is that they don't use those drugs. So the NBA, no one uses Molly. No one uses anything with meth in it. No one uses cocaine at all. Other than Tyreek Evans.
Big ups.
Tyreek Evans and a guy named Jalen Harris, who was on a two-way contract. But the best players in all of basketball.
Big ups.
Never use steroids or coke or Molly or any of those party drugs.
And what?
That's what I'm saying.
And what?
That's good.
That is good.
It's a super clean league.
It's great. What are you talking about?
Why? It's just funny.
Why are you bringing this up? Well, it's not been a topic of conversation because there's no evidence that that anyone has used any drugs of abuse.
Of course there's none. I don't believe there's any testing. I think the NBA basically said, look, remember what happened when we had the cocaine issue in the 80s? Let's just not do that again. Like, do you think baseball wants to find steroids? No. You think basketball wants to find coke? No. They don't want to find Molly or coke. So all these players, I've heard about a couple of famous NBA players who were super coked up at a party. Like, it was an open open birthday party.
It's obvious that doesn't happen.
I know, and I'm just like,
you just read the list of zero.
Player told was clearly a lie about a football and basketball player because the list is zero.
Zero.
Nobody gets clipped in this league for anything.
Nothing.
I'm not convinced there's testing that ever goes on. My favorite player of all time, Lewis Lloyd, one of my favorites. Black Magic, Lewis Lloyd, Houston Rockets. Man, I remember when Lou Lloyd got kicked out of the league for 2 years for coke. I was like, man, I wish they didn't even test for coke. Now? Lou Lloyd would have been balling. Would have kept on balling. Lou, you on coke? Nope. He said no. That's our new testing policy. Jalen, you on coke? Nope.
Nope.
Ray? Nope. Luca? Nope. They're all saying no. What do you want me to do?
Well, Luca, let's talk now.
Luca can't party?
When we come back, best front sevens in the NFL. Where do the Texans rank?
High?
Very high. Because the good number goes up.
Okay.
What tier are they in? We will tell you. HRP is what we're talking about. Speaking of tiers, okay, you, my friends, will benefit from HRP. You will benefit from what they do. And here, I don't know if you're still doing your payroll, but don't, okay? Well, if you got to have 15, 20 employees. We had 25 when we started. We moved up to 75 in not too long. And the payroll company that we were with was like, oh, well, sorry, it's the same price. What? We tripled our size and it's the same price? You're out. HR&P is in. That's what we did. We moved over to HR&P when we found out that they are going to customize a plan for you. It's not cookie cutter. Every business is different. Every business needs is different. What one thing you all have to have, we all have to have, is we have to have the Affordable Care Act, making sure that we're compliant. And that's something that HR&P is great at. HR&P is great at what they do. HR, we've had HR issues. No, it's not Granado. It was somebody else. And guess what? HR&P took care of that business. And it's happened a few times. It happens at your business. Don't mess up with your HR because it could cost you your business. Listen, you're looking for a payroll company and an HR company that's going to be perfect for you and help you with your Affordable Care Act and all your taxes, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey guys, let me make sure that you know that you can head out to Angleton and take advantage of some of the best vehicles right now, including the great Chevy Silverado, the Chevy Traverse, the Chevy Suburban. Yeah, I'm talking about Chevys right now. They've got financing options available with 0% financing on certain models in stock. They also have great opportunities for you to not only purchase but also lease. So, yes, the lease opportunities are available. When you head out to Angleton, you may drive a little further, but the price points and the trade-in values are going to be second to none. So get the best prices, get the best customer service, and get the best opportunity to get into a new vehicle right now, whether it's a purchase or a lease, at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceCars.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Would you take an air taxi? By 2028, LA believes they're going to have air taxis. They're going to be like drones. I showed them to you right now. Here's like six propellers.
Looks like a little plane.
Yeah, it's like a little plane, but with the propellers that are set up like drones have. And apparently LA wants to start using these air taxis by no later than 2028 when the Olympics get here. Now, I'm not afraid to fly. My wife is very afraid to fly. I'm personally not afraid to fly yet. I had a friend of mine who wasn't afraid to fly and then became afraid to fly.
How high up are these going?
I don't know. Here's my concern.
The crashing into each other?
Crashing. People just taking out guns and shooting them for fun.
Well, that's not a fun thing to do. Like,
oh, I didn't say it was fun. But to them, they think it's fun. And then people dying. Like, why would people not do that?
What are you talking about?
They do things
because
like
they'll get arrested and thrown in jail.
And then they just get out.
Well, if you shoot a drone and somebody's in.
No one stays in jail anymore.
If you shoot a drone that somebody's in and it crashes to the ground and kills them, that's murder.
It is murder.
Why would you just murder someone that you don't even know?
I don't know why people do it to this day.
Well, but I get it sometimes. Well, there was a road rage one just the other day here in Houston. It was just terrible. It's just awful. But that's not road rage. That's, look at that. Let me just shoot
it. You don't think there's any chance that somebody in L.A. could just whip out a pistol and just start shooting into the air? Like, watch this. Let's see what it does.
But it's electric. It won't. You know what? It shouldn't hurt it.
Yeah, I guess you could shoot at him.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it shouldn't like blow it up because it's not hitting the gas tank.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I guess people could shoot it.
Yeah, you could shoot at him.
You're just gonna have to make them extremely bulletproof, and just assume people are going to shoot at them.
They might be too heavy to fly. Whatever. What the hell? Do I want to fly in
a drone? Would you
fly in it? So a one-hour trip turns into 9 minutes?
Well, they say from Santa Monica to downtown L.A., a lot of times it takes an hour. They could do this in potentially 9 minutes. There's also, I'm reading about.
Oh, my gosh. You know, rich people Jetson would be doing this all over.
Yeah, Jetson unveils single-seat, one EVTOL vehicle ahead of limited 2022 production.
What is the name of it? Jetson?
Yeah, it's called
Jetson. Like the Jetsons?
It's a Swedish startup company.
It's like the Jetsons. Yeah. George Jetson.
I'm sure that's where they got it from. That's what it looks like. And so there's an idea of travel that will be where it's almost like assembly line, like a chairlift. Think of that. If you're going up a slope, right, where people will go in almost like a tube where you'll go in a
single file, every
5 minutes something will go through. Like, I'm all for it. Y'all need to be out there so I can drive. Get some of y'all up in the air, and then I'll keep driving. Like, I don't drive far distances. I don't have to drive every day to Kingwood or Pearland or Katy or whatever, like some of you do. But if y'all are flying and it's easier for me to drive, I'll just drive. That's fine.
Well, I want to do the air thing. I want to go. I want to take 9 minutes.
You know, there's supposed to be a rail that takes us from Houston
to
Dallas. Not happening. Like in an hour.
No, it's not happening.
Why would we do something that would help us?
No, but they've got it, and they've got a rail now that goes like, or a bus thing that goes like, it still takes 3 hours, though. Still takes 3 hours.
I mean,
they didn't do the, they never got the rail thing.
Three's less than 4.5.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
four.
Yeah.
No, I think it's four there.
But then you don't have a car
depends
when you get
there.
Guess what?
Yeah, but a lot of people take Uber, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. Yeah. Now, if I could take little flights to like little mini, if I didn't have to go to the airport and I could go to New Orleans in 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
Yeah.
But I just tacked on in my flight time. I just tacked on the getting to the airport and all that stuff.
Do you know how much more efficient the drug industry will be
when you're doing that?
Yeah.
Well, that's why if there's drugs.
You don't have to go through the airport.
You know who likes to get drugs? Other dealers and bad guys. Mm-hmm. Guess one of the things they'll do? Shoot it down. So once again, you get shot down. And guess what? They're not going to
There might
guns.
Be drugs up there. Let's shoot it.
What about if you're flying and you just see somebody like this immediately? They put the big thing on their
shoulder.
No drugs. No I'm just trying to go. No drugs. I'm just trying to go to Kingwood.
They're
gonna shoot me down. I don't have anything, just a cell phone.
I'm hoping
I'll throw it down.
They don't shoot everyone down thinking there's drugs in them.
I don't know. I just feel like these things would crash.
33rd team, which I trust. You trust these guys?
Yeah,
right?
I trust 33rd team.
33rd team.
They're good people.
What was that, RJ? Did you just play something?
That was,
oh, that was you.
That's the Jetsons video.
Okay, so first tier, front seven. There's seven tiers. Where do you think the Texans landed in seven tiers of front seven?
I mean, you have a bunch of nobodies at linebacker and a bunch of nobodies in the front. So I'm going to go seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
The Bears, the Texans, the Seahawks, and the Falcons.
The Bears
are in
used
tier
to be a
seven.
Good defensive team, man.
Man, no.
I texted Ryan Poles, their new GM, and I said, "Hey, I said, how are you looking?" He goes, "I think we're going to be better than some people think, but we got a long way to go."
Yeah, they don't have a lot of. They really don't have a lot of good players. So neither do the Texans. The Texans, Jonathan Greenard, Malik Collins, Ross Blacklock. Although Nick Caserio really was praising Ross Blacklock the other day.
Really?
Yeah, he said.
Well, I mean, it's crap or get off the pot year. It's year three for him.
Yep.
And he's not one of. Hey, if last year wasn't a wake up call for Ross Blacklock, if that wasn't a wake up call for him to. Stop thinking he's already made it in the league, because what people at the Texans told me is he thought he had made it as soon as he was drafted, and they were not happy with him. And then, sometimes you get wake up calls.
Yep.
You realize, ooh, I'm not going to just have a 10-year career automatically. I'm not just going to walk right into a second contract.
Right.
I got to actually do something.
Well, and now's the time to work because you're coming up on that pretty soon. Rasheem Green, Neville Hewitt, Christian Kirksey, and Kamu Grugier.
It's not great.
Not great. It's not great. Who do you think? There's four teams that are in tier one. Can you guess them?
All right. I'm gonna guess them right now. Four tier teams. I'm looking at all of the. So it's not the Arizona Cardinals. This is definitely not the Falcons. Let's see. I would say.
No, the Falcons are in tier seven.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely not the Falcons. Tier seven sounds bad. Okay. I think a tier two. So are the Ravens tier two?
The Ravens are in tier three, four.
Oh, tier four. Actually, I don't have a problem with that. I personally don't believe. However, I think the Buffalo Bills
are going to be
tier one.
Tier one.
Okay, that's tier one. Carolina Panthers, I'm going to say, are going to be tier. Let's see. We got Gross Matos. We got that. Nah, they're going to be a tier four. four.
Carolina is
tier four.
Way down. Yeah.
Five?
Carolina is tier four.
Tier four. Sam Hubbard, DJ Reader, BJ Hill, Trey Hendrickson's tier one. Bengals.
Bengals are not tier one.
Tier two then.
The Bengals are in tier three.
Well, you know, here's the problem. Their linebackers aren't that.
No.
Well, their linebackers aren't that great.
Let me tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Tampa.
Yep.
Vita Vea, Akeem Hicks, William Golston, Devin White, Levante David, Shaquille Barrett, pretty damn good. The Bills, Russo, Oliver, Daquan Jones, Shaq Lawson, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, and Von Miller.
Cowboys?
The addition of Von Miller, pretty good.
Cowboys?
Cowboys are not. Cowboys are in tier two.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Real good. San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yep. Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, Drake Greenlaw, Fred Warner, Al Shazir, all those guys. And the fourth team in tier one, the Indianapolis Colts. Mm. Quiddy Pay, DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, Yannick Ngakoue, Darius Leonard, Bobby Okereke, and Zaire Franklin.
Well, so the belief by Chris Ballard, who was taught by Lovie Smith, is build the fronts.
Yep.
If you build the front, so you look at how he's drafted, he gave up a first-round pick for DeForest Buckner. Those guys, you talk Quiddy Pay, first-round pick. Darius Leonard, second-round pick. Quentin Nelson, who's an offensive lineman, first-round pick. Braden Jones, his right tackle, second-round pick. He already had Ryan Kelly there. Like, he believes that if you build the fronts like Chicago did when they went to the Super Bowl under Lovie Smith, where they were fast, Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Tommy Harris, that's his belief, and that's Lovie's. And the only reason I bring up Ballard and the Colts is that's Lovie's belief. Lovie's belief is build the fronts, and you got a chance to wreck people. And you don't have to have the greatest corners or the greatest safeties in the world as long as you have some instinctive guys with some ball skills. Get after the quarterback and get up the field. And so when you look at everything
and
Lovie –
And on that turf.
Yeah, and so when you look at what Lovie Smith is going to want to do, he's going to want to be in the gaps, up the field, disrupting. Everything he's going to do now. And as a head coach, is it going to be any different than last year? Lovie, the defense coordinator, versus Lovie, the head coach?
He said there are going to be some subtle changes, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's got better corners now. Maybe he can play more man.
There is a belief that Lovie got – so I heard this weekend. There is a belief that Lovie ended up with more power than expected when the Texans – I did get it confirmed. I've had it confirmed twice by two different people, one inside the organization who said Josh McCown was the pick. He was the head coach. As soon as the Flores stuff came out, that was a wrap. He was dead, and they had to let him know that. That's why Lovie Smith, and it always seemed too weird that he wasn't even interviewed for a head coaching job and was given the job. But when Lovie got in, we were right when we talked about this. Lovie said, okay, I'm now the head coach. And I know what you guys are up against. I know how this went down. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You want me to be the head coach? I'm going to have a lot of say-so. And I think that Lovie's pushing for maybe more power than maybe the Texans originally anticipated. That's one of the little scuttlebutts going on, which I'm okay with. That's natural.
Yeah.
That's natural, a head coach and GM. Not usually first-year head coach. But this ain't Lovie's first.
No, this ain't. We got a first-time general manager. We got a first-time owner. We got a first-time chaplain turned to a president of the organization.
This is Lovie's third time.
Yeah.
This is Lovie's third time.
Lovie's got more experience than all those guys.
I think Lovie knows
how
he wants
to
do it. Yeah, Lovie knows how he wants to do it, and he's in his 60s. He's like, no, I'm going to do me. Yeah. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I know what I need to do, and I think Nick is going along with it to an extent. I don't know how that's set up. I don't know how the power structure works. I don't know who's making all the picks and all that stuff. My guess is it's Nick, but... You know, the same way the Bears had it set up when Lovie was there, Jerry Angelo would say, okay, here's the players that we want you to consider for how you like it. Tell us the ones you like. You know, rank them. Is there anyone you want to knock out? If you find anyone else you like, we'll take a look at them. But these are the ones we're bringing you. We bring you the players. Mm-hmm. And they say that's the best way to do it so that, you know, or you can't let coaches run hog wild. You have to say, this is your philosophy. You're a one-gapping team that likes to, okay, here are the players for you to look at. And that way you can hyper-focus on those players and really get into it. I wonder if that's how Nick Caserio is working or if Lovie is saying, nah, I want a little bit more say-so with this team.
Yep,
Because Lovie bailed them out.
Yep. Oh, no, he absolutely did. And Lovie, they actually hired somebody with some experience that had some credibility as opposed to what they were going to do. If Josh McCown was the head coach of this team right now, oh, my
Josh
God.
Was 100% going to be.
Oh, my
I've
gosh.
Had that confirmed
that
two
is
different
so,
places.
So
and one person
stupid.
Told me that if there's any – one person also told me if there's any doubt between who's in charge between Jack and Nick, the situation with McCown should tell you it's Nick.
It's Nick.
Which when that guy told me that, I said, oh, so Jack was going to be it? He goes, you can draw from that whatever you want. But if you had any doubts in terms of the narrative about Jack being this, and this, he goes, this is Nick's team. It's not Jack's team. It's Nick's team.
All right.
Which made me feel better. It was right before the draft. I'm like, okay,
hell
I feel
yeah.
much better about that.
Well, that means the ceiling is the roof then, doesn't it?
Look at you with your AO1 roofing. I was like, ceiling is the roof. That's who said that? AO1 roofing is who you need to know. So, we know it's hot. You got next week, you got four straight days of 100 and anywhere from 100 to 102. The Gulf of Mexico is going to be extraordinarily hot. When it's warm, it creates Category 4 and Category 5 hurricanes, unfortunately. And that means big winds, big rain, big floods, big issues. And if your roof is not set up, you are going to take on water. If it's not set to go for that kind of weather, you're going to take on water. And you're going to have not only the inconvenience of the water damage, but in some cases you're having insurance companies who are not reinsuring their clients unless they have newer roofs. If you have an old roof, a lot of insurance companies, when you go to get new insurance, they are dinging you and they're not even insuring some people. I've got a company, AO1 Roofing, that doesn't cut corners on roofing. They do it at an affordable price, but they also make sure that they do it the right way so that you don't have the wind just rip into the shingles, get up under them, and drive rain, wedge rain into your roof. They want to build you the best roof possible so that it's going to protect you, protect your home. And then on top of it, when you get re-roofed, they're going to give you, they're offering an absolutely free generator, a 4,500-watt generator free while supplies last when you sign up with AO1 Roofing. So how would you like to have a new roof to protect you and a generator to protect you if your power goes out? You can get that as well. 4,500-watt generator while supplies last when you get re-roofed at AO1Roofing.com. That's 713-715-ROOF.
ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wrapping it up because we got News of the Weird coming your way in the next segment. All of the news from today, Brooks Koepka. Headed to live. Brooks Koepka going to live. That's another huge name for majors. And he's headed to guaranteed money as opposed to the PGA Tour. Big story. Your Houston Astros taking on the Mets tonight. Urquidy better pitch better. He just got to pitch better. You're facing a team that scored more runs than anybody in baseball. So this they don't hit homers, but they sure know how to hit with runners in scoring position. They sure know how to hit with guys on base. So this is kind of a big deal. So to start off this 9-game stretch, Urquidy, let's go. Throw tonight, throw well, and Astros better come up with some hits off Trevor Williams because tomorrow you get Carlos Carrasco.
You hear the newest guy, the newest rumor to leave the PGA Tour is?
Who?
Colin Morikawa?
No.
Yep, Brooks leaving PGA, and rumors are Colin Morikawa is leaving too. PGA Tour is being destroyed by Liv and is hanging by a thread. Proof positive, money talks, BS walks.
Wow.
Liv crushing it by throwing money all over the place to everyone.
Colin Morikawa leaving is big. Now all of a sudden you're getting to the point where, remember the guys were saying, oh, John Rahm, well, the competition isn't there. I don't like a shotgun start. I don't like three rounds. I want to play against the best players in the world. Well, a couple of the best, three of the best players in the world are now heading over there for guaranteed money.
All of the bullets have been expended. The guys now are walking over free of charge. What's the downside for guys walking to live now, other than your own personal moral compass? You're not going to take a bunch of bullets from the golf media. They've already written about it.
Yeah.
They've already written. Now you get a walkover because, you know, Phil allowed you to. Yeah. Phil's crawled
the Jackie Robinson.
Phil crawled so you could run.
Phil's the Jackie Robinson of live.
That's such a bad comparison. I mean, he did open the door.
He opened the door,
but
for
it's
everybody.
Just, I don't feel like it's a great comparison. After watching some of the Warriors party, I wish they would have.
Whatever.
Lost.
What?
I really wish it.
Speaking
lost.
Of which, what did Draymond say? What Draymond had something to say. We've got some sound from Draymond from the parade yesterday. Steph had a drop the mic moment. Did you see it?
Where he did a sleep thing and he dropped the mic at the same time.
I saw it. Here's Draymond. Draymond talking about how badass this team is.
I'm just trying to think of the most controversial thing I can say. Like the media, like they do, you know? This is great. I don't know what y'all want me to tell you, that we better than everybody you want from me. Now, this has been an amazing year. I told y'all don't let us win a championship, and clearly nobody could stop it. I warned y'all, so I'm just going to continue to destroy people on Twitter, as I have been, and Instagram stories.
Yes. Destroying people on Twitter and Instagram stories. This is what we should aspire to. Draymond feels like he's got half of it figured out, and the other half is just a complete wreck. Like, that's literally what he does. He goes to it, I got to come up with something controversial. You know, he's the embodiment of kind of what's right and what's wrong. What's right is he's a grinder, hard worker. You don't have to be the best athlete, work ethic. What's wrong
play a
is
role,
it,
role player.
He's intentionally saying, I got to say something. You know, y'all want me to say something controversial? No, you don't have to. No, actually, Draymond, you've already done that on your podcast. Everything doesn't have to. You don't have to be on all the time as that character. And then I'm going to keep destroying people on Twitter and Instagram stories. Yay! Twitter and Instagram stories. Yay!
Get him, Draymond.
Way to go. Keep on doing. I can't wait for you to roast everybody on Twitter. Just be a baller. Go live your life. Get off of KD. I kind of feel bad for KD. Do you think KD ever has fun and just parties and like, man, these lames on Twitter, I don't even pay attention to them. You know who never says that? KD, because he always pays attention to Twitter.
Yeah.
Anything going on, KD is in the middle
he's
of
got,
it.
He's like, got his radar up.
You know, I'm on Twitter during the show. I just keep up with people. I'll check it a couple times during the day. I'll see if there's anything going on. But I engage with it way, way less than I used to. You don't engage with it much. You probably check it a couple times a day, too, other than, you know, when you're on. Draymond, I think KD's one of these people, like, you just see on social. You know, you see the
when
same people.
When I get
people.
Some time, I look at it.
Yeah. But it's not a priority in your life where you're addicted to it.
If I miss the whole day, I'm like, oh.
If I ask honestly, people who are listening, if I say, are you addicted to social media? A lot of people would have to say yes, honestly. I think my wife is. I mean, for a fact, that you get into that dopamine, right, that where you keep going here, this site, this Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever the case may be. And it's sad because I think KD is that guy. I think Kevin Durant's one of those guys that's always checking Twitter. Because how would he be in so many beefs?
Yeah.
George Springer, the guy who handles my contract stuff, he used to handle all the marketing for George Springer. It was a nightmare, them dealing with George Springer, because he refused to have social media. Like, we can't get George Springer money for anything because you got to have social media to promote.
He don't care.
And George doesn't care. He's like, my world, my life is fun. I love not being on social media.
Well, and I'm making $25 million a year. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get that extra what?
But Draymond just said, I'm going to keep crushing people on Twitter and Instagram stories. Like, at what point is he just going to go do fun stuff with his money and be a champ and not worry about stupid people who, like, if he saw him in real life, he'd be like, oh, my God, this guy's
is what I'm worried
super
about.
Lame.
Yeah.
Why am I arguing with this guy? Right. Why am I arguing with Lance's 15-year-old son? Like, Why did he say he was roasting me and then I had to go on a diatribe against a random guy on Twitter? That's because you
got I don't,
sucked into it. I've been sucked into it before about draft stuff.
Not me. I just go mute. Okay. I don't like what you said about me. Mute.
What about when they say, okay, non-blue checkmark guy, we can't trust your information.
I don't even look at it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Jadeveon Clowney, delete. And then they tell you stuff like that.
Mute.
But in all seriousness, I am. It is puzzling that a guy like Draymond Green, who, you know, kind of feels like, it's like he's in a way, he's a lot like Charles Barkley. I think he's not very funny, but Draymond is a lot like Barkley used to be. Not as good a player, not as funny even at the time. But you could never really, Charles will never get on social media now. I think because Charles lives, we know he lives a fun life.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the healthiest lifestyle, I think, some of his choices, but he's out there living his life. I do wonder sometime if there's some guys who just kind of, their lifestyle has just become social media.
That's terrible.
No, it is terrible.
Go drink Coors Lights. Wait. Oh, my gosh. Listen.
Did it happen?
Get off of social media and drink Coors Light, okay? Well, while you're on social media, you can drink Coors Light, too. If you're a social media guy and you got to be on social media, Coors Light. If you're not a social media guy and you want to have fun in your life, Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. And, okay, you're keeping Texas chill. Listen, by the way, did you see the forecast? 105 on Sunday. How are you going to stay chill? Oh. I know how you're going to stay chill. Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Man, when it's 105 out there, you got to have refreshment. Your refreshment should be Coors Light. It will keep Texas chill, even in 105-degree weather. Listen, I'm heading to Vegas this week. I'm going to be doing the shows from there. But I'm going to guarantee you, while I'm playing poker in the World Series, I'm going to be drinking Coors Lights. I'm going to be drinking the world's most refreshing beer. I got to stay refreshed while I'm playing. You got to stay refreshed while you're here in this Texas heat. Keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You see, the crypto market has fallen apart.
Yeah. Are we below 90? Are we below 20 yet?
Crypto.com had to lay off 260 employees. Guess who's getting blamed for it?
The new stadium?
Nope. Matt Damon. You remember that commercial he did during the Super Bowl for crypto?
Yeah.
How about the lunar launches and astronauts and all this
I
stuff?
I guess, yeah.
Well, they all say, you suck, Matt. You screwed us.
Wait, what did Matt
I don't
Damon
know. He's just
do?
Sitting there. He's going, what the hell?
Oh, the crypto market crashed.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what? This is on
I don't
Matt.
Know Matt Damon.
Matt
did.
Damon is getting killed for it. Okay, so how about this, Lance? Scientists determined that you might be able to breathe through your butt. Do you think you can breathe? If you're getting choked out now,
yeah,
can you breathe through your butt and survive?
I mean, I guess you can. Is that what you say?
That's what scientists have determined.
I just know it's usually an exhale.
Yeah, I usually know if somebody's getting choked out, nobody's ever survived by breathing through their butt.
I can exhale through there.
Right, but
not I don't know that breathing.
There's some intake there.
I don't want you to hurt yourself.
I don't know. The Church of England clergy has just been told by a tribunal that they're not permitted to perform baptisms while wearing only underpants. Do you think that you should be able to perform baptisms in your underwear?
No.
You don't think so?
No, let's go ahead and cut that out.
You don't think that you should be able to perform a baptism in your underwear?
No, but I'm okay. I did not say anything about exorcisms.
Oh, okay.
Exorcisms in the underwear, because they'll throw up on you.
Right. You don't want to ruin your pants.
You don't wear your smock and whatever. Your vestiges. So, yeah.
Man says he spent $8,500 a year on his Pepsi addiction. Could you drink $8,500 worth of Pepsi every year?
No, I couldn't do it in
Look
one year.
Look at this. $8,500. Look at all those Pepsis he's got.
What are you drinking? $2 a day?
I guess.
No, no, no. It's got to be more than that. $2 a day at 365.
No. I mean, that's...
No, that's not even close.
Three. Okay. 365 divided 8, by 8,500 is...
That's a staggering amount divided by 365.
8,500.
There you go.
Divided by 365 equals $23 a day.
That's not possible.
It's not possible.
That's not possible.
$23 a day.
Even if you're buying expensive ass things out of a terrible, even if you're buying them from the NRG Stadium or you're buying them from the Astros game, you still can't get there.
No. Well, I mean, well,
you'd have to drink.
You might get
refills.
You can. Well, you might be able to get there. Hey, guess what? A woman dubbed the Queen of Sexting says she's made $2 million with dirty texts.
I saw a story yesterday, and all I could think of was people are finding so many ways to hustle and make much more money than us right now. It's amazing. We sit here. I'm not saying we're heroes, but we do heroic stuff for hours and hours
every day,
every week. And we can't make this kind of money. People fart in jars. They have foot sweat. They sext. We can't do any of this stuff. Oh, let me guess. It was a woman that made all that money.
What do you think?
The workplace
and you
is
should,
not
did
fair.
Did you see what she looks like, too? Did you take a look at her?
Is it gross?
No.
It's not gross?
It's not gross. She's not worth what she looks like.
She's worth
the $2
million. She wants you to think she looks like that. That's somebody else.
Of course.
That's just a picture you pull off of a... Go get that off somewhere.
Well, I think she goes back and forth with
she
people.
She catfishes.
And, they send her pictures, and she sends them pictures.
You can keep sending pictures. I'm just telling you this. Is it fair to men? How many men do you hear about making OnlyFans, dressing as dogs, and doing stuff like that? Or
it's
farting
not fair.
In jars?
It's an unfair industry.
Farting in jars, armpit sweat. You hear about any men making $200,000 a month?
It's an unfair industry.
We're not being treated fairly. How about men sexting? Oh, that's me too, and everyone gets kicked out. But then she makes how much?
Yeah, $2 million.
She'd be me too and you. Now, my guess is the big difference is it's unwanted when a man does it, but you've got pervs.
No, it's creepy. You're going to be going to
you've
prison.
You've got pervs who are reaching out to her and paying her to do this.
Yeah,
I think that's the difference. If there's a man who's doing that, they would just try to actually send it to you. That's why I've heard stories about. Do you know anything about airdrops from your phone?
I know that it happens.
If somebody has their airdrop open, what happens sometimes on buses or on subway trips is that if a guy will have a pic of himself,
mm-hmm.
and if he sees someone's airdrop is open, he'll send it to them, and then they have to accept. And if they accept, oh. Good heavens. I didn't know this was somebody sent me something. I wonder what this is.
What kind of perv? What the? Why?
You just read a story about a woman making $2 million sexting.
Yeah, but a guy doing that to somebody else, it's just like,
Because that's how guys try to, guys can't find a way to monetize that. That's just called sexual harassment. Monetize that.
No, you're getting your perv
on. You know why women
gross.
Are making so much money in OnlyFans and stuff like these stories you read? Because guys are the targets.
All right, we're done. Vanessa and Galant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll be coming to you from Las Vegas for the next few days right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But nothing changed. Me and Lance going forward. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 95.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.